What did you think about how the defense played in the first half? I mean, they had two turnovers, and they came in crucial field position as well.
Yeah, no, first half, I thought we got after them pretty well. Those two turnovers, Demarius and House, taking the ball away were huge, especially one was in the end zone, one was dang near, getting in the end zone. So I felt for the most part we, did a pretty good job. Unfortunately, the second half, night and day. We obviously didn't uphold our end of the bargain and gave up way too many big plays. Just simple mistakes that they took advantage of when you have, guys like their quarterback and running back. So it was just, too much. Especially after last week, you'd like to think he'd come back, and we did, but we didn't finish the game. So we got to be better, and we will. But it's frustrating when you drop two like that.
What was the difference in the second half? I mean, is there something you can point to that changed?
Probably energy more than anything. I mean, you can't really. I'm sure once we look at the film, I'm sure it's little stuff here and there as far as miscues, misalignments, missed tackles, little stuff here and there. Because we had them in third and long. I felt quite a few times, and they were making plays. So give them credit where credit's due, but at the same time, we got to do a little bit more.
Clay, was there some confusion in substitutions with as many different packages as they were using early in the game?
You know what? It's always kind of like a chess match in that regard, and especially when teams are throwing out personnels late. So I think you'll see, occasionally maybe one or two plays where there'll be some confusion, but. For the most part, I thought we did well, but, you'll see us take a timeout, from time to time. Stuff we try and clean up, but there's a lot of moving parts, especially with the injuries in which we have and, as you just mentioned, matching people up. So, maybe once or twice it, got the best of us, in which I'm sure Mike called a timeout and we did a good enough job. But, with a team like that, they have 10-plus personnel, so you try and do the best to match up. And, yeah.
Is this a good time for a bye week, or you kind of wish you guys were still playing?
I was actually just saying, you never want to leave, take a bye week. After a loss, it's always difficult. I know it's a time to regroup, but you can do that when you win, too. So it is what it is. We need to get healthy. We need to play better, and we'll do just that. Sucks that, you have the lead and unfortunately give it up in the second half and, drop two. So, yeah, difficult, but... I think we'll take it for what it is, and that's getting some rest and come back, focus for Detroit, I believe.
How did you feel about the amount of pressure you guys were able to generate on Drew today?
I'm sure there could have been more. I think we only ended up with one, one sack by Nick. Other than that, though, teams are going to play us a different way. I mean, it's night and day from when, we have a lead and, it's not run, play action or max protect on the edge, look for big plays. There was a few good rushes in there. I'm sure we could do better, but it's a whole defensive thing. So we need to all be on the same page. We need to take advantage of getting after the quarterback, pressure or coverage on the back end, and fitting where we need to in the run game. So
you take a lot of the heat, but in the same way, in the second half, offense only put up 3 points, and you didn't score off either of the turnovers either. So is there some frustration there that obviously, you can only do your job, but...
Yeah, obviously, it's a team game, so, you hope you go back out there, put up 14, 17, whatever it was, more points. But, as a defender, on your side of the ball, you try and take care of what you can control. And that's taking the ball away, giving it back to the offense, and letting them put points on the board. So, the first and second half was different. And, unfortunately, that's the way it played out. So, we'll take a look at it. We'll try and regroup. And understand that this is where we're at in the season. Defense needs to pick it up, and if that means force two more turnovers in the second half, then so be it.
Hey, Clay, how important is it for yourself when the leaders on the team, Brian Bulaga and David Bakar, to lead this team while Aaron Rodgers is out right now?
Well, it is. Yeah, it is huge. When you have, when you're playing well and Aaron's back there, things are, they come a little bit easier, obviously. But, when you're trying to grind it out through the thick of the season and you're missing some of your key important guys, it's guys like myself and, as you had mentioned, a few of those other guys who, really need to have these young guys and, guys who may not have as much experience just kind of buckle down and make sure they're where they need to be and they're making plays. So it's huge. Obviously at this point, being that not only Aaron's such a great player, but, a big leader too and commanding the offense, it's really the entire team. So it'll be big moving forward. And this is, unfortunately, it's a good learning experience.
The time of possession was pretty lopsided, and they were pretty good on third down. Did that play a big factor? You guys were out there for a long time.
I mean, it was no different than last week. And even, I guess, Dallas for that point, for that matter. But, you know, we had them, you know, in some third and long downs. But, you know, for the most part, they were just, you know, breaking one here, breaking one there. And just too many big plays, really. I'm sure, you know, I got to sit back and watch the film. But it just felt like, you know, they, it was one big play, one, you know, we'd make a few plays and then something would bust open. So that's, you know, that's on the defense. We need to correct that, obviously.